In Europe, Attorney General John Ashcroft is touring capital cities on a 5-day trip to coordinate anti-terrorism actions. Several countries have arrested suspects. They could be extradited to the U.S., but Ashcroft is fielding tough questions about the death penalty, which could apply to convicted terrorists in the U.S. European nations have abolished capital punishment. Anti-death penalty sentiment runs especially strong in a country that Ashcroft is not visiting, France. A French citizen of Moroccan descent, Zacharias Moussaoui, is the first suspect to face trial in the U.S. for terrorist conspiracy. From Paris, Nick Spicer reports.
Aisha Moussaoui says she would give her life to save that of her 33-year-old son, arrested in the U.S. before the September attacks. Zacharias Moussaoui was detained in August on immigration charges after he aroused suspicion at a flight school in Minnesota. U.S. officials now suspect he was meant to be the 20th terrorist aboard the four planes. His mother says Mr. Moussaoui should be punished for any crimes, but she has doubts about the fairness of American courts.
Ça me fait peur parce que quand je vois...
I am afraid because I've watched TV shows about death row in the States, about 80 people who were proven innocent because of DNA testing. Then it wasn't my problem. Still, I said, my God, this is impossible. Now I'm afraid that I don't have the energy to fight this awful machine.
Moussaoui faces 6 charges of criminal conspiracy, 4 of which carried the death penalty for his alleged role in terrorist attacks which killed over 3,000 people. The U.S. administration has announced it may send terrorism suspects before a special military tribunal, but it announced Tuesday it chose a federal court for Moussaoui, a decision that pleased Anne-Charlotte Demartin of the lobbying group Together Against the Death Penalty.
Because he could have been sentenced to death if only 2/3 of the judges were in favor of the death penalty. He wouldn't have had the right to appeal, so of course it's better for his rights that he's tried before a federal court, but we oppose the death penalty, whatever the nature of the crime, and we're very, very concerned that he might be sentenced to death.
This week, France's justice minister publicly called on the U.S. not to kill Moussaoui, whatever the verdict. Capital punishment has been abolished across the European Union, and EU states have a policy to never extradite suspects to countries using the death penalty. However, that policy doesn't help Mr. Moussaoui, says François Rivasseau, the spokesman at the French Foreign Ministry.
The case of Moussaoui is not a case of extradition. Would the U.S. have asked for his extradition, our legal system would have obliged us, and we do that naturally, to take all kinds of guarantees that he wouldn't face death penalty in the U.S.
France has by far the most experience in fighting Islamist terror in Europe. But Rivasseau says whatever pressure France may bring to bear about capital punishment, it will not include ending or reducing its cooperation with the U.S. in fighting terrorists.
No, we have never make any linkage of that kind. We always hope that the U.S. understand the sensitivity of a public French opinion, which is opposed to the death penalty, but it's a wish.
As for determining Mr. Moussaoui's wishes, that may take time. Moussaoui appeared in court in New York yesterday and didn't speak, only nodding to a question about whether he understood his rights. French authorities say he has refused consular assistance, which makes defending his cause more difficult for diplomats and activists. But one of his U.S. lawyers, who said Moussaoui will plead innocent, claimed there had been no attempt to offer such assistance. A sign, perhaps, that his case is an embarrassing one. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.